Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Merlone, Fourier, and Mego.
So I just threw out a poll question at MFM on WEI. You can vote on Twitter. Stock up, stock down, or no change for Tatum in the playoffs. How would you guys vote on that?
He's a penny stock.
What?
Oh, he's a penny stock right
he's
now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, your memory is so short.
I feel like
honestly,
it's stressful to be you.
How do you analyze a playoff series that has been wildly unpredictable?
We're up for 13. This is a team that scored 39 points in the first quarter on Saturday night.
The Patriots spoke following OTAs yesterday.
You want to do like a self-diagnosis of how you felt for the games, you know, your body fat, all that stuff. And for me, just cleaning up my diet, and I've learned more this offseason.
But we just want to hear from Christian Barmore.
I was excited, man. I was like, I was a little crying because that was my dog, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Christian Fourier.
Those symposiums for retired players. I did everything they told you not to do. I did it.
Megan Ottolini.
This is who they are. So if they're
talented but ballless,
I would say,
and sitting in for Lou, Mike Mitnanski.
Here's your commodity. It's very important. You have to grow it. You have to nurture it. If you screw it up, you're really hurting yourself.
I'm a kid.
Don't leave your kids with mutter eyes.
Merlone, Fourier, and Mego. Recap Celtics Heat Game 4 on Boston Sports Original.
He's a manimal. The dude is like half man, half animal. It's ridiculous.
Thank you for explaining
to
me.
Thanks, bud.
WEEI.
On away we go. Happy Tuesday, Merlone, Fourier, and Mego. Lou is out in Las Vegas. Redboarding. You guys know what redboarding is?
It's
redboarding.
Redboarding. It's a gambling
can
term.
Can I take a guess?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, is it when you like sit by the roulette table and wait for like the green to come up, the double green, double zero green?
So close.
Really?
Common.
Why would it be
really?
The red one?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No.
I thought it was like a play on words.
Redboarding is when you brag after you hit a bet. Oh, I hit a bet. But you didn't tell anyone before you bet it. So Lou tweets last night, I had the Celtics minus a half. I had the Celtics. This is an easy game.
Okay.
Well, where are the picks before the game, Lou?
Yeah, where are all the ones
where
that you
the
picked
receipts?
That you lost?
Where are the losing tweets, Lou? Where are those, Vegas, Lou?
So he was redboarding,
yeah, it's called redboarding.
So
redboarding. Yes.
He's gambling bragger.
Yeah, he's a bragger.
Wow.
He won last night.
Okay.
The Celtics won last night. So he's out. I'm in for him. Mego's here. Fourier is here. Guys, what's going on?
God, I owe you lunch.
You do. You owe me lunch.
I forgot all about it. I'll bring it tomorrow.
What was the bet again?
Peyton Pritchard still lives.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
Peyton
Pritchard still alive.
Hey, Mego, they didn't attack. They didn't gang tackle Peyton Pritchard last night.
Today, right, as of right now, the Heat have no soul. They have no passion. They have no emotion. They have no balls. They have nothing. They completely forgot how to play basketball. They forgot, like, what's important. They forgot to bring their energy. They forgot to bring their attitude. Like, this is this series. Each team takes a turn of forgetting how to play basketball and forgetting what's important and the opportunity that is in front of them, right? I feel like that is the series.
This series is so weird, and I hate that we've gotten to the point where we're talking about it quarter by quarter, because we look at these games and we're like, well, what the hell happened? Like, it's so hard to explain. But that first quarter last night was one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen in the NBA. Eastern Conference Finals, and you have an 18-1 lead to start. It was so strange. Like, if an alien landed on Earth and saw that basketball game, they would be like, so what's happening? Like, this team's not allowed to score? Like, is this how the game always starts? Like, what? It was inexplicable.
It was, but honestly, it was kind of funny to watch. You said off the air that it was a funny game, and I first didn't know what you meant, but you're right. The first 18 to 1 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter was very funny to watch. And from there, it wasn't a game. And I'm sure ESPN and TNT, the two TV networks that are carrying the Eastern Conference Finals, are annoyed as hell because you had seven games between the East and West, and exactly one has been a single-digit finish. They've all been blowouts. So we have so much to talk about from this game. Chris Mannix will join us at 4 o'clock to pick the game. But, a little behind the scenes here. We have a little show sheet. We have a show sheet that kind of maps out the show.
Can I bring it up real quick?
Yeah, you can if you want.
Oh, we got sound? No?
Not sound yet. No. But there is a headline. It's a Fourier semicolon and then four words. I think these four words are going to piss off Celtic fans for the next 4 hours. And I said, I don't want to know what you mean by this until we go on the air, because I'm dying to know how you came to your conclusion on the Celtics' blowout Game 4 win, decimating the Heat last night at the Garden.
It says, not impressed at all.
Yeah.
I'm not impressed. not impressed. So, okay, so you make such a big deal about this blowout. Think about, I just feel like it should have been much worse. That first quarter should have been a 39-14. It should have been a 39-18 is what the Heat did to you.
It was 26-6 at one point.
They were so, the only reason why they had such a lead is because a historically bad shooting performance by the Heat. Historically bad.
So that happened in a vacuum. Had nothing to do with
The Celtics sat on the sideline when the Heat shot and there was no defense being played.
Look at that first quarter. That first quarter alone, when they went 2-for-11 from three, they couldn't hit it. It's like the opportunities there, they kept wasting them.
The Celtics are buzzing. They were buzzing around the court last night.
Energy wise on defense, I'll tell you what, it was great. They played great on defensively.
But you're not impressed by that.
And because I feel like a lot of the shots were contested shots and they made them work for them, but a lot of them were just terrible misses. Terrible misses by the Heat. And then, on top of that, the Celtics miss so many shots. I just feel like, with that opportunity, if it's the Heat, they put 40 on you. Based on how bad the Heat played, historically, 0-for-14, they didn't get their first bucket until like 3 minutes left in the first quarter.
Yep.
3:42. You guys, come on. It should have been worse. You can't look at that first quarter and look at how
Scooby-Doo.
Bad.
Guys, when come on, we solved the case.
2-for-11 from
they
three.
They sucked, and the Celtics took advantage.
Again, that
the
is
game
my
was
point.
Over. Was
so,
the game
you know
over
what,
after the first
quarter?
You know
why you won? You know why you completely destroyed them in the first quarter?
Defense.
Because they went 0-for-14.
Defense.
They were missing easy shots. Shots that they would normally. This won't ever happen again in the next 25 years in NBA basketball and playoff basketball. It won't happen. My issue is, you should have scored 39 points. When they go on a run and they demoralize you, it's 39-14. It's 39-18. I feel like they left so many points out there. And even when that was over, I still
didn't
feel
right. Won't
someone
think of the points that we didn't get to have?
Yeah.
Will someone think of the points that we missed out on?
They don't have instinct. They don't have
Buddy,
it.
The game was 30 points in the fourth quarter.
No, because they basically.
Both teams called their starters out of the game in the fourth quarter playoff game.
They laid down and they just said, I'm done. They gave up. They didn't have it. They couldn't make a shot and they gave up.
Think
of the field goal percentage. Yeah. Think of all the
shooting.
Oh, wait. Is there a cosign in there between these two knuckleheads?
I absolutely agree.
Thank you, producer Ryan. Thank you, producer Ryan.
Thank you, producer Ryan. Somebody save me.
Fournier's taking me to Martha's Vineyard.
Are we going to Martha's Vineyard for real?
I will definitely take you on the Island Queen, and we will have some fun.
That is the smartest thing you've ever said on this show.
Wow. What? Really?
Absolutely. Tyler, you cosigning this too?
I would love to go to Martha's Vineyard, but I can't co-sign on that. I cannot co-sign.
It's a producer
on that.
Gift.
So I think
you don't think that that should have been a bigger, better, badder, more impressive first quarter than what it was?
So not impressed at all is a little too extreme for me.
Not impressed.
They
went 0-for-14.
You can want more in the first quarter. You can want more in the first quarter and still be impressed by the nature of the victory. They brought their B-minus, C-plus game, Christian, and still won by 20.
Because
and it was
historically,
only 20 because both teams benched their starters.
First quarter.
There might be seven games. You got to leave a little something in
there's
the tank.
There's zero carryover for either one of these teams, especially the Heat right now, because like now since they lost, okay, so now they're embarrassed, now they're mad, and I'm sure they'll kind of make you pay for it in game five. Oh, no, you embarrassed us two times in four games.
Why
are
you doing that voice to impersonate yourself? That's what you say at the end of these games when the Heat wins.
That's Pat Riley.
You're like, oh, Jimmy Riley. Butler's coming.
Yeah, I'm not impressed, guys. I don't know what to tell you.
29-11, and you sit down
yep.
and you say out loud to a huge audience in Boston yep. across New England on
not
the
impressed.
Odyssey app, Not impressed.
The Twitch stream is saying you're on Wiggy level right now.
Yeah, no, I'm not impressed.
Well, someone asked you this a bit. I wish it was. Like, it's on the you said today, I'm not impressed. Let's start with there. Like, that was your main takeaway. Is not impressed by last night's game.
You don't have to agree with me. You can think it's some crazy take.
Thank God.
You can sit agree. There. I'm and, not and going just, to mark You can Vineyard. Mock it all agree. You want.
I will for the next 4 hours.
You can mock it all you want. The reality is, if you think this team is great,
they are.
They're not.
They're a great team.
They're not a great team. They don't have a superstar. They're not a great team yet.
Christian.
No.
I feel maternal right now. Like, I feel like I need to protect you from yourself.
Don't give me any help. I don't need your help.
Okay.
I don't need your help. Stay away. It's hot.
You need
it
your
may
bubba?
Burn you.
You need your bubba? You want a nappy too? Nappy news?
Christian is essentially, he's setting himself on fire right now.
Maybe there's a reason why.
So what would have been impressive? We will talk about this. We'll ask the people, 617-779-7937, the phone number. Are there those that want to co-sign with Fourier and Ryan Garvin, esteemed producer of this show? Were you not impressed? Was it more about the Heat's failure than it was the Celtics last night? We'll start there. I guess as one other piece of this, what would have been impressive? Like 40-11? Like, was it 50-11?
The
like,
reason...
It was 29-11. They led by 18, and the game was 30 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it felt like it was over. I felt when you had this opportunity to literally do to them what they did you in the third quarter of the first game, and what was it, the first quarter of the third game.
So like 39-14.
To me,
I just feel like this
it just
their
felt
version
like,
of that.
It just felt... No, it was, but it wasn't as good. I just felt like they could have realistically... really hurt their feelings.
Christian, my issue with this is like, I don't completely disagree that they could have done more offensively, but they're a defensive team. Like, they're never going to be that team. If they put up 40 points in one quarter, it may turn out that then they don't win that game because that's not how they win games. So for you taking issues with this, it's like, it's almost like it's a red herring away from how this team actually wins. So I'm thrilled with the performance from the first quarter because I the Heat have no response for it.
No, and that has been the case in the first game with the Celtics and then the second game with the Heat and then the third game with the Celtics and then the fourth game with the Heat again. It's not like I'm not happy that they won. I think I just expect more from them. I expect them, like when I know I'm up on somebody, if I know I have them at their worst, because that was their worst. The Heat, that was about as bad as I've seen an NBA playoff team play in years, yep. Right? And the numbers will say that. I just felt like they put their foot on their neck and just choked them out. And I don't think they did it. I don't.
See, I thought there was some... A 20-point win, a non-competitive fourth quarter in a playoff game, to me, is exactly what you just said. They broke their will. Spoelstra's white flag was taking out his starters with just over 9 minutes to go in the fourth. And allowed us to shut the TV off, most of us. That was it.
And I would
that was my version of like the Celtics 20-point win in the playoffs at home. Like that's about it's like the Bucks game 7.
Let me actually
very
so,
similar.
So the Patriots.
It was a blowout.
The Celtics did have a game where they were up 26, right? They were down 26 points, right? Mm-hmm. They were down.
Yeah.
They came
yes.
back within one. Within one. That was game 3, right? They came back within one. Everybody's getting hurt. Yet they still kind of figured it out.
They rallied there.
They rallied. Yep. I did not feel comfortable in this game. They gave up a lead in game one where they were playing great, and they had this and then the Heat had this unbelievable third quarter where they had when they scored 39 points to the Celtics 14. I didn't feel good until the fourth quarter when they did start when they basically said, okay, we're done, we're tapping out, and they cried uncle. I just feel like ultimately with this team over and over again, I feel like they have an opportunity to show that they have a killer instinct, that they will take no prisoners. And I just, the first quarter, like maybe they just couldn't make shots, but it still looked sloppy. Like who still is bugged by Jaylen Brown? Like why shouldn't you expect excellence at this point?
So you wanted perfection. You didn't get that last
night. I didn't get perfection. What you got was a handout from the Heat.
Ime Udoka said it was about a focus for his Celtics last night. He talked about the win after the game.
Yeah, I think it was everybody. The focus was great tonight. We understood we have to be more aggressive and physical on the defensive end. You know, Bam got it going last game, and guys take that personal. So to hold their guys, nobody scoring double figures with their starters, I think we obviously set the tone right there. But, we have a prideful team, one of the best defensive teams in the league, and as well as individuals. And they heard some of the things that were said and took pride in those matchups.
Jason Tatum by himself outscored the Heat starters by 13 points. 31-18, your final score. Jason Tatum versus the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Heat starters. It started in the first quarter. They basically played evens the second and third quarter. By the fourth quarter, Spoelstra's like, yeah, we don't have it tonight. We'll see you in game five. That's a chokeout. To me, that's a chokeout. To get a coach to quit in the fourth quarter of a playoff game, that was what I need to see. And I need to see that from Jason Tatum last night, too. But you bring up a great point, bigger picture, about Tatum and the Celtics. Can they take what happened last night with their backs against the wall and play that way when their backs aren't against a wall? We'll get your thoughts. Was it more about the good Celtics or the bad Heat last night? 617-779-7937. Can they flip the switch for Game 5? Get to that after a trending Merloni, Fourier, and Mego. Sports Radio, WEEI.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
White drives inside, leans in, backs it home. With 7 points.
He's playing, make you want to have another kid, doesn't it? A guy that has not scored a point in this game has played at an elite level. Al Horford.
Here's Caleb Martin. Blocked by Horford. That's the fourth block of the game for Al Horford. Age is just a number.
If you know basketball, if you know what it takes to win, you can't help but to love Al Horford.
Tatum gets inside, spins, falling away. Off the glass, it's good. The Celtics just keep taking it to the Heat here in Game 4. This is an annihilation. What once was a 32-point lead. Tatum lines up the three and nails it. 31 for Tatum. Another big bounce-back game. And now one last standing ovation from the Celtic fans. This final score not indicative of just how dominant a performance this game was. Boston steamrolls Miami. But as much as we talk about Boston's resiliency, we've seen the same thing from Miami. Now we'll wait to see how they respond, how they bounce back.
Obviously, you back is a big difference, but why were you guys able to get off to that start that you did tonight?
Honestly, because we lost last game. We shouldn't have to get punched in the mouth to respond.
We have a prideful team, one of the best defensive teams in the league, and as well as individuals. And they heard some of the things that were said and took pride in those matchups.
excellent, excellent night if you're a Celtics fan at the Garden last night. Blowout win, game four, series tied 2-2. Merlone for you and Mego hanging out. Lou in Vegas firing away at some roulette table or some blackjack table.
What do you call it? Red boarding?
As we speak, red boarding. Yeah, when you tell everyone you want to bet, but you don't really give the bet.
I just want Ryan to know that, just for the record, Mego, Ryan and I have looked up the schedule for the ferry out to Martha's Vineyard. We have a bunch of opportunities. You know, to go in July if you want. We'll do like a day trip because obviously, you know, you should be rewarded for thinking outside the box.
Of course.
Okay? Like some of these other lemmings who just kind of
you know,
go
Christian,
with the flow.
Galaxy brain.
Yeah.
You and
are.
I.
That's what it is.
How
yes.
about like
Galaxy
Mike?
Brain.
Can we go to Mike in New Hampshire
real quick?
You know
what? Yeah, Mike, we go to Mike. It's your show. Mike in New Hampshire. Go ahead, pal.
Christian, you are 100% correct.
Where's the horn? There it is. Martha's Vineyard. Hey, Mike, you get to go to Martha's Vineyard too. We're all going to. You know who's not going to Martha's Vineyard?
Who's
going, Mike?
No, I'm not going.
Tyler.
The people go to bed after the first quarter. No way. The team is such a Jekyll and Hyde. You have Miami that was so bad in shooting the ball. They didn't play great D in the first quarter. They played good D later on, but not in the first quarter. Miami was terrible shooting the ball. Have you other two ever played sports, or are you just a bunch of homers?
Well, that's a rough take. So it's because someone played sports, Mike, you just
kiss
their ass? Is that what you do?
Mego
like
played
athletes
sports?
Play? That's
what you do? I'm an old putz now. I played basketball for 40 years. I understand enough of it.
Okay, so you don't think the first quarter of the Celtics defense had anything to do with the Heat struggles offensively?
Not nearly as much as the poor shooting by the Heat.
Okay, again, not the question. I respect the ability to deflect off of that, and thank you for the call, Mike, because you agree with Christian Fourier.
Well, see, I agree that their defense was fantastic. Their defense was great.
Wasn't it I think we thought they'd bounce back, but I was questioning, was their first quarter going to be as flat as game three? Like, could they come out and turn it on? And Mego, I thought they did. I thought from the beginning, Jaylen Brown stunk offensively. We'll get to him. But Jason Tatum went to the basket on offense, and Al Horford, they made a big point of saying how great Horford was on Bam Adebayo, who was so important for the Heat in Game 3. He did nothing in the first quarter last night.
No, and Al was excellent
Nobody
on him.
Nobody did.
That's true.
But it's the difference of having Al and Rob out there together. I think that them two out there together, which unfortunately has been a rarity in both of these series because of one or the other being out for COVID protocol or managing whatever is going on with Rob Williams' knees. But having both of them out there in the paint, it made it so difficult for this team. That's why they were jacking all the threes, because they didn't want to try to drive and get, you know, completely muscled out under the rim. I mean, when you say like, oh, the defense had no effect on that, they were settling for some janky shots because it wasn't there anywhere else on the floor. And the other side of that is Al and Rob, but particularly Al, were absolutely ridiculous on the boards in that first quarter. I mean, it was like possession after possession. Every janky shot or even good shot that Miami missed was an automatic turnover because they were like cat-like reflexes. They were just the ball bang. Like, it's like in watching the Michael Jordan documentary when, what's his face?
Rodman.
Yeah, Rodman starts. He's like talking about how he follows the path of
how
the rebounds. That's what it looked like on every possession. I mean, they had, I got to look at my notes. So Al Horford had 11 defensive rebounds the whole game. That's dominant. He had 6 rebounds in the first quarter.
Yep.
Like, that kind of stuff is game changing. And that's why I think, like, Christian, I understand a little bit what your take is, because they shot 9-for-22 in the first quarter. And that's not like so impressive. You're not watching it like it's the Golden State Warriors with Clay and Steph like draining threes. It's not like this feels like a historic performance. But when you look at all the other stuff that they do when they're not shooting well, to me, in a way, that's more impressive, because you find these other ways to win when the easy thing isn't falling.
And you mentioned the rebounds. Every 50-50 ball went their way. Like, that, the hustle was, and again, we've seen this is their trait. When their back's against the wall, they're able to perform like that. The question is, and this is where Fourier is onto something, and he was onto it yesterday, I give him credit. Like, can they do it now the series is tied 2-2? You heard Robert Williams in that great rejoin talk about when our back's up against the wall, we're able to respond. Here was Jason Tatum after the game last night talking about a similar sort of theme heading into game 5.
Obviously, it's 2-2, so it's kind of like a new series, best of 3. And I think just having a conversation that, you know, I think human nature plays a part in when you win a game, you can relax a little bit. But, you know, obviously when we lose a game, we feel like the next game is do or die. And then we come out and play how we did and things like that. And I think we have to have that mindset going into game 5 that, you know, it is a must-win game, you know, because tonight was essentially something like that. And, you know, everybody knew it. We could all feel it. And I think that showed in the way we came up.
So how do they translate that attitude now to having that sort of approach in Game 5? Because that's where Christian's right. They only do this when they've lost games. Going back to the beginning of the year, they've only lost one game after one back-to-back loss situation. And that came in that weird game in Toronto where they could only have a certain amount of guys healthy. Every other game, they're 11-0 in games where they've lost. The next game, they win 11 times out of 11 with an average margin of victory of 18 points. How do they replicate that for tomorrow night's Game 5?
Well, and that was the question we asked against the Bucks, but then you're in a Game 7. There's no choice. You have your back against the wall. Like, it can't be these outside pressure situations. You have to find a way as a team within to have the mental discipline to say, like, we're going to take it early and we're not going to give it back to them ever. They haven't been able to do that for the most part. We saw them do it against the Nets, but I think that was just not... I'm sorry. The Nets were not a real team.
They were kind of quitting from the beginning of
exactly.
that year.
Exactly. And they didn't play together for so much of the year, those stars. Like, it just wasn't the same level of competition through a regular series in the playoffs where when you get to the fourth game, you get to the fifth game, you know the matchups that you're looking to exploit. You've essentially scouted every inch of the other team, and that's where we're at these series. And I just wonder if they're willing to keep doing the very little annoying, not glamorous things that will keep them in these games if it's not a Game 7 or a must-win Game 6.
See,
go ahead.
Real quick. This is their sweet spot. Best of three, 2 of 3 on the road, challenges at every turn. You've already pissed them off again, so you know they're going to want to punch you in the face. This is where they thrive, okay? So they've allowed themselves to get behind the eight ball. They've overcome. You know, they tie it up. They get behind. They tie it up. Now they're tied it up again. And now it's like, okay, pass, serve, volley, okay. Now it's up to the Heat to kind of answer. But there's only 3 games left. So to me, I think this serves the Celtics and their mentality of just how they approach the game. You heard Tatum. You heard Rob Williams. Hell, you know, listen, maybe it's human nature. You know, we just relax a little bit because we have some breathing room. We feel like we've done enough. And we have 4 more games left. We have all these opportunities to screw up, so we'll make up for it in the next game.
Be caller number 9 right now on this 2 for Tuesday. It's 617-931-0937. That's the contest line. Going to score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Orioles May 27th, including a parking pass at the Prudential Center Garage. Driving to the game, park at the Prudential Center Garage, where parking is just $20 for the games, or take the tee. Wherever you go, it's time to take the tee. Be caller number 9 right now. Contest line, not the call-in line. 617-931-0937, 617-931-0937. A chance to win every hour here, Red Sox tickets on a 2 for Tuesday, WEEI. Here's a nerdy reason for Celtics success last night. You ready?
Yep.
Mike Prada, staff editor for the NBA. The Celtics employed a new offense strategy last night.
Oh, I heard about this.
New offensive strategy to help their space. Crucial spacing. Change.
Spatial alignment.
Miami's defensive strategy, zone or no zone, is designed to conceal a soft underbelly at the rim. Even Bam Adebayo's defensive value
I
stems
have some
from
shirts
his
that do that.
Defensibility.
Spanks.
Mac Jones. Wear one of those shirts. They protect the hoop by flooding the free throw line extended, then use their speed to fly out at shooters. Boston played into the Heat's hands in Game 3, but in Game 4, they made a point to keep a big man on the baseline, the dunker spot, in basketball parlance. Of course, we all know that. Mm. Not only does that allow them to snag offensive boards or misses, it pinned Miami's back line under the hoop on their perimeter drives. Now Jalen and Jason are no longer, quote, playing in a crowd, end quote. Did anyone else notice that, or is this a Mike Prada special? I didn't notice Robert Williams doing this
sorry.
Last night.
I mean, that's some high-level basketball analysis right there. That's that more in Tyler's wheelhouse. I'm sure Tyler kind of understands exactly what they're talking about.
As Tyler's talking to our winners.
Well,
right now.
They can space differently when Al is out there, too. So I don't think it's like something completely new that they haven't done before. But it's strange because the size differential between these two teams is so massive. I don't know why you wouldn't exploit that more. You know, like if you can get they essentially like their big guy besides Bam, who is a little bit trick or treat so far in this series, is
Deadman.
It's not Lowry has some size, but not the kind that you want. No, in he's the paint.
He's got the old like, Mac Jones size.
Right.
He has. Yeah. Kelly and Ambrose want to talk about Robert Williams and his impact last night at 617-779-7937. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, what's up, guys? Loving this combo of you guys. Mego, real quick, just a heads up. I'm from DMV as well. They don't have Filene's basement around here. I know the other day you did the bottom of the barrel Filene's basement type of pick or something like that. Just a heads up. People will not know what you were talking about. But I want to talk about Big Rob real quick. Honestly, you know, we can talk about all the different this and that. Miami missed some shots and whatever. Obviously, they missed a lot of shots. But the reason that they had to take those shots was because Big Rob was in the middle. They couldn't get in there. I don't know about that high-level basketball analysis I just heard, but I know this. Big Rob is really, really big. And honestly, this kind of felt like being on the other end of that Brook Lopez situation when it was like every single time the ball comes off, you know, he's just going to grab it. There were times where they would get offensive rebound after offensive rebound after offensive rebound. You're going to win when you get every rebound like that. So I don't know if I agree with Christian that they should have played him more because that's probably more of a medical thing. But I will say this. When Big Rob is in there, the Celtics are unbeatable.
He raises a good point there.
What, the Filene's basement?
No, didn't they used to have them in Boston?
No idea what he's talking about.
All the time, right? Yeah, used to have them. He's saying they're not in DMV. Like he said, you reference something that's not in where you're from. I don't know.
I don't think I'm broadcasting to Maryland that much.
But I mean, Filene's basement, Leachmere, Bradley's, TJ Melly. I grew up on that stuff around here. I don't know what he's talking about. But go ahead. Yes.
Right. Regardless.
Yes.
Al and Rob combined for 22 rebounds last night. I mean, like that. These are the kind of when you can have the two of them out there against this little Miami Heat, have them running around and trying to find shots on the outside. I mean, that's essentially what the Bucks. He raises a good point with Brook Lopez tried to do to you at times. Now, then you end up leaving Grant Williams in the corner office. Like if somebody comes alive like that for the Heat, you certainly can't do that. But again, this Celtics team is a little more versatile if they're healthy than even that Giannis team was.
And I've spent a lot of time questioning Robert Williams and his health and his toughness. I'll give him credit. Like, clearly last night, Christian, he wasn't healthy, like 100%. He had that lob dunk early. He came down it awkwardly and then limped up the court, but stayed in the game, still kept battling, rebounding, blocking shots. And I had this question about him. Is he willing to play through pain? I think it was clear last night watching him. That dude is still feeling in his knee, but it's not structural. And he played through it last night. And if he can do that for 20, 25 minutes a game, that's all they need to get to the NBA
Finals. They need him. Yep. They need him like now, and they need to, you know, close this series out in a hurry so he can have some extra time off. Is anyone else as nervous as I am that he won't play tomorrow night? I feel like this is the thing we're doing.
This is his new pattern.
It's like one on, one off, one on. Okay, you really need me? Okay, I'll give you one.
Well,
like,
especially because he had his knee all wrapped up and everything at the end last night. Did you think it was, so he played 18 and a half minutes last night. Did you think it was odd when he started limping that he stayed in the game or that that Udoka kept him in the game? Because I got a little like, why is he still in there?
So he had the one hand lob.
Yep.
He came down and awkwardly looked down at it.
Right.
Jogged up and he was limping. And I thought, that's it. He's done.
And he played a bunch more minutes after that.
Isn't that him saying I can play through it?
Like I think that's a good sign.
I thought it was a good sign too.
Is that Udoka being like, let's see if he can play through it? I don't know.
Kid, get out there and play through it.
But there are guys that I do believe that there are guys that aren't willing to find out. They don't want to find out if they can do it. So sometimes it takes a coach to be a real jerk and to be like insensitive, you know, to your personal feelings about your injury to kind of just like almost crash through that wall and know that you're not going to die and it's structural and you'll be fine.
Well, particularly when you do play, you play really well and you're very effective. It's not like they put you out there, you tell coach behind the scenes like, hey, it doesn't really feel good. It feels weak. I don't trust it. It hurts. Like I feel like I can't move like I usually do. And then you go out there and you're great and you make a huge impact on a game that then you're blowing the other team out of the water. Like, it's hard for the coach to be like, yeah, you really look like you're not yourself out there, you know?
He talked about it. To his credit, he answered the questions about his knee. Here is Robert Williams after the Celtics win last night.
Knee felt great. You know, feels good. Obviously, just check on it tomorrow. You know, see how it's feeling recovery-wise. Swelling a little bit. You know, I'm stiffening up on me a little. Taking it day by day. You know, spending a lot of time with the trainers, obviously. Throwing a lot of scenarios at it. You know, see how I respond.
Which guy are you guys more worried about right now? If the health issues going forward, Marcus Smart, who didn't play last night and the Celtics rolled, or Robert Williams, who did play and the Celtics rolled.
In these playoffs or for life?
Just the playoffs.
Yeah, just let's focus on the next month.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a totally different answer. So go ahead.
Oh, Smart. I'm much more worried about Smart because that ankle injury, he's really tough. And I think that, I mean, who knows what happened in that tunnel when he went back there to the training room and he came back out and felt like he had to be in that game, probably for a lot of pride reasons for himself and for the team. But like that ankle folded in half, like it looked really, really bad. As somebody who's rolled and sprained ankles a lot, like,
oh, make it about you.
Yep. It's pretty there it is. Hard. That's,
must be typical the show
athlete,
theme.
Typical professional athlete. Yeah, whatever.
There you
it's
go.
It's just a tough injury. It's not, it's, it's the kind of injury, you. Like,
why?
That's hard to tough your way through.
Oh, and Smart is shaking up. Oh, Smart holding his right leg and screaming in pain.
Oh, also, probably not
is that
a great
Gordon
sign.
Hayward or Marcus
no.
Smart?
Oh, come on. He was really hurt. Let's not play that game.
Can I jump in real quick?
Real quick. Did you see that he apparently didn't show up to the Garden until like a half hour before the game last night? Didn't even test it. Didn't get treated. Like, that's a sign to me.
He knows.
He's not even close to playing. I wouldn't be surprised he didn't play in game five. So I'm much more concerned about Marcus Smart than Robert Williams.
See, I'm Williams because I think there's a – I think I know what – Marcus Smart's issue is he rolled his ankle. There's, depending on the severity of it, there's a timeline and how you can accelerate it depending on what type of resources you have. But with Rob Williams, I don't trust him. I don't trust him. I don't think that he is somebody that I can say, hey, I'll see you tomorrow morning, and then he's going to come down feeling just as good as he did when he went to bed. Like, something will happen and he'll be like, well, you know, I slipped in the bathroom and I kind of tweaked it. Like, he worries me.
So last night was a good sign though, right? That he played through a little adverse. Yes.
Do you want to keep him in like a hyperbolic chamber and then they just remove him for games?
I feel like they should.
They Austin Powers him. They just like freeze him between games and then defrost him.
What are those things people wear on their legs now? Like you see them on Instagram sometimes, like to try to sell me these. They're huge, thick things people wear. Ran 50 miles. I got to put these on my legs. Get those for big.
Didn't they have, wasn't PJ Tucker in some kind of air?
He's in there. It's just like a compression sleeve with water, cold water that filtrates through it.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Yeah,
let's get some of those. Get that show sponsored.
Yeah,
by
you
those.
Should have had one for your elbow.
My elbow's a mess. We'll talk about that off the air.
Meanwhile, I like the Gronk look.
If you've not tuned into the show on Twitch yet, what are you waiting for? Twitch.tv. Just follow WEEI. Watch the show every single day from 2 to 6 here on Twitch.tv. Search WEEI. We'll come back. We spent 2 hours the yesterday show talking about Jason Tatum. I thought he responded. We'll talk about the Celtics superstar next year, Maloney, Fourier, and Mego.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated, joins us 4 o'clock. We get his thoughts on Celtics seats. See if he's buying the Fourier theory. Not impressed with the win last night. Maloney, Fourier, and Mego here on WEEI. Lou hanging out in Vegas, but hanging out for the week. We spent so much time on Jason Tatum last night. I was curious what you guys thought about the effort. What stood out to me was the shot was not going early, and so he decided, I'm going to the basket. And he caught that great lob from Derek White. He kept getting the free throw line and ended up having a huge game on a night where clearly, I think, it's not a stinger. What's the official word?
It's a neck impingement.
Okay. I think it's bothering him and the treatment he got in that first quarter.
He made sure to show you.
Rub
my neck.
I'm buying in. I'm buying in. It looked painful when the massage therapist, the trainer, was sticking that thumb in their shoulder. Not in there. In the shoulder, I said. In the shoulder. And I thought, hey, he didn't have his best shot, but he kept going to the hoop, and I thought a very good outing bounced back for Jason Tatum. What did you guys think about JT last night for the Celtics?
I think he made a great adjustment because early on you saw him try to shoot a three, and it was a rare air ball. In that first quarter, it was ugly, but he had exactly the kind of game that I was hoping for him, where he was finding other ways to be productive and to elevate the guys around him. And I think that that's advanced Jason Tatum. Like, we know Jason Tatum can put up 40. We know Jason Tatum can put up 50 when the shot is on. But when he does all the other stuff and has the quick release on the ball and gets into a rhythm with guys like Derek White or guys like Rob Williams finding the lob down there and finding alley-oops and getting everything into a rhythm, pushing the advantage on fast breaks and getting a three-point play in the first quarter, like all of those things, that's advanced Jason Tatum. That's the guy that is in superstar conversations.
Yeah, I liked his game. I mean, 31 points, got to the free throw line a lot, yep. Which is great. I love it when that happens. Just like a free points for him, at least, not Jaylen Brown so much. But no, I feel like this is kind of what you're looking for, you know. So Derek White goes out there, he gives you the first 7 points. He's obviously
predicted.
Yeah.
We Derek all saw White that coming.
What is it? Redboard? I'm not going to redboard that one.
No. He stunk after that for the rest.
Oh yeah, that was it. Yeah, so that much was of that there was going. They should probably let somebody else take the ball off.
It's going to be tough when he has to replace Marcus Smart.
Oh, that's right. We will.
That won't happen this hour.
They're better off without him.
We will stop. We will do a segment. Spend a couple minutes on there. Were some things. There are some things that stood out last night that weren't great. Derek White's part of that. We'll get to that later on in the show. But he started out well. Tatum carried it from there. I think he only had 1 3 on the night, so it wasn't a typical Jason Tatum shooting night, but he still had a huge impact.
He knew
on the
it
game.
Was not falling for him.
It wasn't falling for any of them.
Doesn't that make you believe in the shoulder bothering him more, though? That
I don't know. Because I'm a skeptic.
He loves to drain threes.
I'm a skeptic, you know, and listen, I hate to make these injuries questions about myself, just like you had an ankle
you
injury.
You sure hate to do it.
I'm suffering from some shoulder injuries myself. You guys know this.
Really?
Took a hard fall up
there. Oh, that's right.
You're just a mess.
The stairs are so steep.
Why these stairs seem higher than the other ones?
Why am I
came
Glenn
in
now?
It was different. Now I'm leaving. It's higher now. I don't know.
These stairs weren't here last time I came.
Why am I Glenn?
Everybody's Glenn.
You're Glenn.
Everybody's Glenn.
So Tatum made a statement on the court. Did he make a statement off the court? How about this comment about the leadership of the Boston Celtics from Jason Tatum?
Despite the impact that Al had tonight with his 13 rebounds, 4 blocks.
Who's the Al?
Al.
Yeah, Al is our leader. You know, I've been fortunate enough to have Al as a teammate for 3 years. And he's been great, you know, for me and my development and just the ultimate professional. So, you know, it's no surprise how he takes care of himself and the way he performs, you know, in big games.
All right, so my ridiculous theory is that was a shot at Marcus Smart.
now he's got wiggy takes.
That it was a shot at Marcus Smart because they've had their issues in the past with Marcus, both Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, and they want to let the world know this is our guy, Al Horford. It was asymptomatic Al, electric Al, whatever you guys are calling him on this show.
Right now, what would he be now? I'm not even sure. He'd be
ageless Al.
Ageless. I like it.
He was 35.
It was the little things Al last night. Barely. What do you have, like 2 points or something like that? 5 points?
All around Al.
All around Al.
Salute there the crowd, Al. At one point, he had a dunk or a block
Captain
shot.
Captain Al. Why don't I just call him Captain?
The cat. Hey, Cap.
Hey, Cap. What's
up, Cap? Admiral Al.
Oh, that's pretty good. With a salute? Admiral Al. Go ahead, Megan.
Salute.
You have a problem with the Marcus Smart take there?
Well, yeah, because I think you're doing like the annoying aunt thing. Where it's like, you're wearing that blue tie I got you for your birthday. And it's like, yeah, I love this tie. I wear it all the time. And it's like, what about the red one I gave you? Why don't you ever wear that one? It's like, it can't just be a positive thing that anyone says about anything.
It was very positive, but it was positive. It also threw some shade at Marcus Smart.
I don't think there's any shade.
No?
It is interesting, though, that he took that opportunity to, at first time I've heard it.
National TV. Al's leader.
I don't think, I mean.
It's because he's the oldest.
I know, but he is.
And he was on the floor that night.
Do you think it's like Marcus Smart, like, gets up on his soapbox, literally grabs a soapbox, gets up on it, beats his chest, talks about what he's going to do and what I'm going to do, but it's really not like a team speech. It's really he's trying to, you know,
like motivate himself by acting like he's talking to the team.
Good enough.
And so then he leaves the room, and then Al looks around the corner and says, okay, guys, here's what we're going to do. Before he gets back, this is what we're going to do. I want you on the board. Tice, be ready, buddy. D. White, you're going to start, homie. We got to have your best. Can you give me 7 in the first quarter?
Well, you got to
believe. That is what happens.
You got to believe that.
I believe that. It's a good scene.
I believe that's what happens. Too. Like, let him kind of have his way, do his thing. Like, Marcus Smart, just be Marcus Smart. Just get out of the way. Like, I'm laughing about it because I've seen it before, and I can actually feel like that's what happens.
Yeah, so
I
you with your bosses that. Here. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, good. Thanks. Good point. Leaves the room. Okay, we're not doing anything the boss just
do
said.
Do exactly the
exactly
opposite.
Opposite of what the boss just said to do. Yeah, right, Ryan?
I want Ryan's you guys punching, diving, kicking, screaming. I want you arguing with the refs. And then he leaves and says, listen, we got to be smart. Okay, we can't be reckless. Let's use our head. We can't, make crazy passes. If you don't think it's there, man, force the issue. No, we want to be careful. We don't want to turn the ball over. Here he comes again. Hey, Marcus, put your hands in. Like, let's get an all, yeah.
Tyler, I'm getting really confused about who the different voices are. I'm trying to follow the scene, but I'm not sure it's structured well enough.
I thought
structure is a key word.
I took that as a subtle shot at Marcus Smart. I mean, just me. That's fine. I'm on my own take island here with this. But pointing out that Al is like the leader now, I don't know. That after Marcus has gone out of his way to sort of promote himself as the leader of this
he's
team.
The longest tenured Celtic.
Well, that's it.
If you count his two different stints here, is he as tenured as Marcus Smart?
3 years.
No, because Marcus was here with the Bridgie Celtics, Brad's Bridgie Celtics.
Oh, those
guys. Yeah, but you're right, though. So he does almost like, you know, politic for himself.
Well, you said it yesterday. Guys who give themselves their own nickname, they don't fit.
It doesn't really
work. You can't
really
give yourself the own nickname. Like, I don't think we can call him Admiral Al. Al Horford can't walk in and say, I'm Admiral Al. It's why
call me captain.
It's why the Batman thing. I'm the captain now. That's why that Batman. Yeah. When Grant called himself Batman, we mocked the hell out of him for it because you can't give yourself the nickname.
Really?
It doesn't work.
I had to ask this really quick. Did you see the video after the game 2 win where they had Deuce giving 5 to everybody? And then Grant just has his hand hanging out, and Tatum came over and took Deuce's hand, and they both just walked away. I was like, that is sneaky, very funny.
A lot of these social media
are kind of cringy. That was straight up hilarious.
I love it, but
not calling no damn Batman.
The thing is that Al should be the captain. Like, he's the most level-headed. He feels like he's the most mature. Like, Marcus Smart reminds me of the crazy friend I think like we all had, where, like, you know, you love when he's around because of fun things happen, but
he's
you always end up in
card
trouble.
Of the group.
Yeah, it's like, oh no, man, we don't want to fight. Oh no, here he goes again. I guess we have to go too. Like, oh no, this is a bad idea. No, but isn't it fun? Yeah, but okay. Thankfully, we're all alive. Al is the one that says you guys probably shouldn't do this. Just think about this.
Guys,
before we act.
Guys, we got a game tomorrow.
Yeah, we need our sleep
tonight. We're stealing pumpkins tonight. It's a big game
pumpkins.
Against State tomorrow.
Stealing pumpkins, tipping cows.
Yep.
All right, we're gonna have Celtics all day. But coming up, we're gonna check in on the Patriots because they got back to work yesterday, and Mac Jones has made some serious changes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.